Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off.
One, two,
tell me
what y'all
to do.
Three, four, it's time for all of your suggestions. Rock and rolls in your rolling rocks. In your rocks as a resident, just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix. Seven, eight, no time to hesitate. So let me rock and roll in your rolling rocks.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count.
One, two, tell me what y'all to do. Three, four, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix. Seven, eight, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on the tablet. Yesterday, as I recall, was all fabulous, a thought so, but now it feel like shot hitting my torso. Spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace. Love stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace. I need room to think and space to ventilate. What's solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah. Yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to solve. Here we go, yeah.
One, two, tell me what y'all to do. Three, four, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix. Seven, eight, it's time to motivate. That's the rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just take it out. One, two, tell me what y'all to do. Three, four, it's time for all your. Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix. Seven, eight, no time to hesitate. So let's motivate. And then you're rolling rock and just, yeah.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation centers on my special guest, who is a former talent manager and businessman. He's founder of Music World Entertainment and one of the world's leading music and entertainment companies, with record sales exceeding $300 million worldwide. He has established several recording imprints under Music World Entertainment, including Music World Gospel, Music World Kids, and Music World Country. He's also established joint ventures with Sony Music, Interscope, Geffen A&M, Fontana Universal, Integrity Africa, Fontana International, and Sony Brazil. He is widely recognized in the entertainment industry for his effective approach to developing and promoting award-winning artists such as Destiny's Child, Beyoncé, and Solange. He was manager of the vocal group Destiny's Child, working as either a producer or an executive producer on many of the group's projects. Under Music World Artist Management, Destiny's Child became a top-selling group, winning several awards, including a Grammy Award, the American Music Award, BET Awards, and many others. Now, a public speaker and author of the number one best-selling book, The DNA of Achievers, The 10 Traits of Successful Professionals, and also Racism from the Eyes of a Child. I welcome, without further ado, to Conversations of a Sister, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Well, Dr. Matthew Knowles. Dr. Knowles, are you with us tonight?
I am here. Can you hear me, Tracy?
Yes, I can. I hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, it's been a long, long day. That was a long introduction, but thank you very much for it. You know, I'm going to have to have my people correct some of that. You know, I still, you know, most folks think that I'm not the manager of Destiny's Child. I'm still the manager every day with Sony. We're licensing music.
We're
working on that because Destiny's Child was such a large project that we still daily work on that project.
Wow. So now you're juggling many hats because you're also a music mogul and now an author and also a professor. But tell me first, tell my listeners first, what compelled you to tell this story, Racism from the Eyes of a Child? What compelled you to tell this story?
Well, Tracy, it was actually a number of things. One is I grew up, I was born in 1952 in a little small town, Gaston, Alabama. My mother went to high school with Coretta King and this little town, Marion, Alabama. T.D. Jakes was from Marion, and Gene Young, Andrew Young's wife. But, you know, my mother took the torch of integration and desegregation, and I never went to a black school, believe it or not. I'm 66 years old.
Wow.
Until I transferred to Fisk. So all through, you know, junior high, high school, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, I was one of the first to desegregate those schools. So one of the things I wanted to do was tell my story. This is my story of how racism affected me and still, you know, some of the traumas I share from growing up in Gaston, Alabama, and from and through racism. That was number one. Number two, I wanted to, just for my kids, you know, Beyonce and Solange and my grandkids, for them to understand, because we did a lot of research going back to my great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents on both sides of the family. And I wanted them to know that heritage that we had as a family. And then lastly, just as an educator, you know, this is my 10th year, 2 years at Fisk, now 8 years at Texas Southern. I'm literally sitting in my car in front of the Martin Luther King Humanities Building because I have a lecture with grad school media entrepreneurship, really at 5:30, but we can be a little late. They understand.
Okay.
So,
and
as an educator,
I'm not going to keep you long. I'm not.
No, as long as you need. But as an educator, one of the things we're challenged to do is to write, is to research. And so this is my second book, working on my third book.
Wow. So let me just ask you this question. Would you attest that your colorism stemmed from your mother, who once told you, don't ever bring no nappy-headed girl up in my house?
You actually read the book.
Yes.
Absolutely had a significant impact on me. I share my book. I'm very transparent and vulnerable. I talk about my years of going to therapy, and I talk about the defining moment in therapy where me and my therapist realized that my trauma through racism has affected me, and you know, we worked on that, continue to work on that. So yes, my mother, as strong of a woman as she was, we all make mistakes, and that was a mistake to say that to your child.
Right. Now, you say in your book, which I find is, I've heard before, but you say in your book, the harshest form of racism was making us hate ourselves and internalize the slave owner's dislike of our looks and skin tones. I find that to be very true, and I'm sure you as well, in the industry, because now you have a lot of actors and a lot of actresses and even artists who go as far as bleaching their skin. So I'm sure you say that because you see this a lot in the industry. Am I correct?
Well, I saw it a lot growing up also. Again, in Gaston, Alabama, we're talking the 50s and 60s. You know, folks, black folks wanted to be white. They wanted to have straight hair. They wanted to have light complexion skin. You know, so, you know, we had the thing called the process back then. I'm sure you're not old enough to remember that. But one thing, Tracy, colorism was imposed on us. It was not our option. It was imposed on us through slavery. And so I always want folks to know that the other reason I wrote this book, I want people to begin dialogue, and I'm very proud to hear that people are on things such as colorism, all topics such as racism, because racism still exists today and is live and well, and we can see that through the leadership of our country. I wanted this book to create and hopefully start dialogue.
And it has. It really has, and I think that a lot of people are starting to see it, and it's becoming more of an issue. And believe it or not, Dr. Knowles, it has affected, and it does affect a lot of young people today. And I think that you're in a perfect place to start the dialogue, and that is on college campuses, because that is where it is being discussed. I read about a student a couple of years ago who committed suicide because she was dark-skinned. That really broke my heart. I can't remember what college it was at, because she wrote a blog, and she constantly talked about her skin tone and how she was second chosen by certain men because she wasn't light enough. And her ultimate conclusion for her was to commit suicide. So I find that very tragic and very unfortunate. So I think that your book is definitely for now. And it's sad that we're in the 21st century and still having this conversation.
Well, you know, as we researched this book, you know, I found out that, you know, colorism is in Mexico, colorism is in Brazil, colorism is in, you know, Europe. You know, there's women in Nigeria today as we speak that bleach their skin so that they can be lighter. It's a, you know, a real challenge in Nigeria of some of our sisters. But, you know, the beauty about being black, regardless of what shade of color, regardless, we're all beautiful, regardless of the shade. So I don't want anybody of any shade to feel, you know, negative or I don't want it to be a negative. Like, I just want to have dialogue, because colorism is not just in the black community. White folks, colorism is a part of racism as well. White people look at us and look at us in different shades of a color, and they feel comfortable with some shades more so than others.
Yes, because I had a girlfriend tell me the other week that she heard on the radio wherein they were talking about Sammy Sosa, because they can't believe how much he's bleached his skin to the point where he's unrecognizable. So it has a lot to do with self-hate as well, and it is very real in every race. So you stand true to that statement. But
well,
thank you. I want to talk about your number one best-selling book, The DNA of Achievers, The 10 Traits of Successful Professionals. Tell my listeners a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I got the idea to write that book because I travel so much. And, you know, when you're flying, staying in hotels, You know, I'm grateful and fortunate I get to sit in first class, and typically you get to have dialogue with people that are highly successful, own their own companies, or very, you know, high in leadership in corporations. And the thing I start paying attention to and noticing is that these successful people had all the same similar traits. And I looked at myself and looked at my life, and I consider and hope that I'm considered as successful. But, you know,
yeah.
Passion was for me and for all of these folks, and passion was the number one trait. And by the way, in each chapter, I have three people that I consider highly successful, like the chairman of L'Oreal, and I can go on and on at that level, folks that I know that shared their input as well. But passion is number one. You have to be passionate about what you do. And passion coexists with the number two trait, which is work ethics. They both coexist. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other. And then lastly, when you live your passion, you never work a day in your life.
Mm. Wow. So what kind of work ethic? What would you say? Promptness, a passion for it, the drive? How would you relate that?
It's the excitability. You know, it's the thing that drives us, the thing that we go to sleep at night, can't wait to the next day, the thing that drives us and compels us sometimes through the weekend, that it's part of our central being, along with family, that passion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not passionate about something that I've learned, Tracy, and I tell my students, if you're not passionate, it will eventually fail because you're doing it for money or you're doing it for a job. So I share, most people, unfortunately, don't know what they're passionate about. They haven't identified what they're passionate about. Or they've been told, which I talk about in my box-in thinkers, they've been told and conditioned what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have been conditioned that we're not successful, we should fail. We've been conditioned to do that.
Right. That's true. And a lot of people have different definitions of success, and a lot of times they don't even think of linking it or attributing it to their passion. When you're right, their passion for it is the bottom line. So your passion right now, what is your passion right now? Because you're wearing several hats. What would you say your passion is right now if we had to pinpoint it?
I can tell you, and without thinking, it's to educate and to motivate in two central areas, entrepreneurship and music business. That's my passion. And now a subcomponent of that passion, I am really enjoying writing. I didn't know I would enjoy it as much as I am enjoying it, but I am really enjoying it. My students... last semester, I gave them a project, and so I had a very small class. Typically, I have 50 people in my class here at Texas Southern University, but it was only 10 students. So, and I was literally at the last moment given this class. So, I really didn't know what I was going to talk about until on the way there. And so I gave this assignment. The bottom line is, my students did all this research, and together our next book is called The Emancipation of Slaves Through Music.
Wow.
And it literally just went up on my website today for pre-sale.
Wow. That's
The Emancipation of Slaves Through Music. And we're going to walk that path from Africa, the instruments that slaves created, what it was like being on that slave ship. It was like being on that ship with people from different countries, because these tribes, they didn't communicate. They were black, and Africans, but they were from different tribes. So imagine you're in a ship with people you can't communicate. They use music to communicate.
Wow.
And then as slaves, they use music to even come up with how they were going to escape. Through their music would come up with the ideas. So
it
was exciting times for me. Next, I've started on the Destiny's Child Untold story, because people don't really know the story of Destiny's Child, how it really came about. You know, it's a number of people have written, you know, books that were full
memoirs
of lies,
mm-hmm.
but this is going to be all of my books. I found I like to have other people involved with racism from the eyes of the child. I have my first cousin, my sister, two first cousins actually, that they actually don't talk about what racism was for them. So I've kind of identified my style as a writer.
Right.
And you'll see the same in all of my books where I'll have other people as well come in and guess inside of the book.
That's very, very interesting. And for those who may be just tuning in, we are speaking to Dr. Matthew Knowles, who also holds a professorship at Texas Southern University, where he teaches both undergraduate and graduate level courses on the entertainment industry in the School of Communications and also entrepreneurship in the School of Business. Dr. Knowles, that's awesome. Before
well,
we
actually,
let you go tonight,
I'm taking a sabbatical this semester. I'm coming tonight just as a guest lecturer. I'm writing so many books, Tracy, that I have to focus on that. And then I run a record label. But I have a great staff. It's not just me. I mean, I have 10 people on my staff.
That's awesome.
And so these folks are very committed, and I'm very grateful to have such a wonderful staff. But
that's great.
No, it's been a wonderful time for me, a wonderful time. I'm so proud of my kids, how they're handling their success and how successful they are, and role models for the community. So, you know, as a parent, I'm very proud of that as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And one more question before I let you go. Do you believe that your past struggles enhanced your professional performance today?
Well, not just my professional, but personal as well. Yes. Seeing my my struggles and seeing other struggles. Going back to the DNA of achievers, one of the traits in one of the chapters is learning from failure. And I always say through mistakes and failures is an opportunity to grow, not a reason to quit.
Right. That's very true. And Dr. Knowles, can you tell my listeners how they can purchase your book or read more about you?
Sure. Well, you can go to my website, MatthewKnowles.com. It tells you I have probably 10 dates that I'm doing public speaking around the country, and it tells all the things that I'm doing. I'm now on the board of Make-A-Wish Foundation and things.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what I'm doing. And obviously you can go to Amazon and anywhere online and get the book.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Knowles, for taking time to talk to us tonight. I want to have you back when you come out with your book on music as it relates to slavery in Africa. I'm definitely having you back for that discussion.
Well, I like to come back for all of the next ones. So hopefully we'll even have more fun and more time. I apologize that I don't have the time that I like to give you today.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. Trust me. The show is 30 minutes long. I promise not to take up a lot of your time. But I thank you so much for sharing with my listeners on your two books, experience, and what you're doing now. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we can't wait until we have you back.
Well, God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, too. And for those of my listeners who just tuned in, that was Dr. Matthew Knowles. Yes, music mogul Matthew Knowles. I thank you for tuning in tonight. Join me next week for my next conversation. Until then, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, and are of a good report, if there be any virtue and any praise, I need you to think on those things. Until next week, good night and bye-bye.
My dream is to fly away to a safe place, no scariness, just me and the wind. I just wanna spread my wings, stick my chest out with confidence. Don't look back, straight ahead and soar. My dream is to fly away. Don't know where, but I just know it's there from my sorrow and pain. Problems I can't ignore or hide. My struggles are not so small, but my wings are strong to handle it all.
Send them my way.
Send them my way.
I won't be scared.
In my safe place. My dream is to fly. To my safe place. Don't be scared. Find your way to your safe place.